BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Israel has said it will observe limited daily pauses in the fighting in northern Gaza to allow Palestinian civilians to escape the violence. But the defence minister, Yoav Gallant, said the war would continue until Hamas was defeated and all hostages were freed. The US National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told the BBC discussions with Israel were ongoing.
We're constantly talking to our Israeli partners about the importance of humanitarian pauses, and each one will depend on the purpose and on the conditions on the ground. We'd certainly like to see longer pauses to get aid in and get people out. We're going to keep working really hard to see if we can find a mechanism to get fuel in and make it available to those who really need it and deserve it for humanitarian purposes, and be able to limit and prevent Hamas from being able to get their hands on it.
The Palestinian armed faction Islamic Jihad has posted videos of two Israeli hostages held in Gaza. Israel has described the videos as an important sign of life, but it said it would not play into what it described as psychological warfare by their captors. Here's Paul Adams.
The video, released by the second largest armed faction in Gaza, showed 13-year-old Yagil Yaakov and 77-year-old Hannah Katsir, who was seen sitting in a wheelchair. Both were abducted from kibbutz near Oz on October the 7th. Both hostages addressed the camera, sharply criticising Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It wasn't clear if they were reading from a script. Islamic Jihad said it was ready to release both hostages, but only if what it called appropriate measures were met.
The father of the Liverpool footballer Luis Diaz has been released by a Colombian rebel group, the ELN, nearly 2 weeks after his abduction sparked a big manhunt. Luis Manuel Diaz was reportedly handed over to UN officials. Daniel Pardo, who's in Bogota, says the kidnapping could still impact peace negotiations with the government.
We don't know if the ransom was paid. I would think that it wasn't, because no one wins with this situation. The ELN is trying to negotiate this peace deal, and for them, they need credibility. They need Colombians to think that they have, you know, intentions of peace, intentions of demobilizing, intentions of stopping kidnappings and drug dealing and so forth. One of the questions now is what's going to happen with this peace negotiation between the government and the guerrilla movement.
A court in Latvia has jailed a former interior minister and his Russian accomplice after finding them guilty of spying for Russia. Yanis Adamsons received an 8.5-year sentence. Gennady Silonov, a former Soviet KGB officer, 7.5 years. Mr. Adamsons was stripped of parliamentary immunity to allow him to face trial. BBC News. Surgeons at New York University say they have carried out the world's first complete eye transplant. Aaron James underwent 21 hours of surgery in an operation that replaced half his face. He'd received horrific injuries after touching a high-voltage power line last year. Although blood is flowing to the retina of Mr. James's new eye, it's not certain he'll regain vision. Nevertheless, the doctor who led the surgery, Eduardo Rodriguez, said it had given surgeons new confidence.
The position that we're in today, none of us expected to be at. And therefore, we're becoming quite creative in how to make the result or the effect or the ultimate potential of seeing, how can we make that even better? How could we rehab the eye? And we're all coming together and thinking about mechanisms to potentially improve the quality of the result.
The charity Save the Children says an innovative bead necklace is helping the early detection and treatment of pneumonia for children in remote areas of Kenya. Community health volunteers use the beads and the necklaces to detect rapid intakes of breath, early warning signs of the disease. Satellite imagery shows deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon in the 12 months to July was the lowest for 5 years. Clearance of the world's largest tropical rainforest shrank by just over 22% to 9,000 square kilometres. It's the best performance since the former far-right president Jair Bolsonaro undermined environmental protections, largely giving ranchers and miners a free hand to destroy the forest. The influential American feminist news site Jezebel is shutting down after 16 years online as its owner grapples with a downturn in online advertising. Jezebel's parent company announced the decision, citing economic headwinds. BBC News.